Are there any trends or kind of like our artistic movements in fashion that you hold particularly dear?
Yes, I mean, oh gosh, I think it's more individual designers that sort of encapsulated moments in time, whether it was, you know, Jean-Paul Gaultier showing at the Cirque d'Hiver in Paris with his cone bras, and I mean that was just so, again, so fresh and new and rebellious. And I think I've always had, probably from growing up in the 60s, a little bit of an anti-establishment bent. And so the things that I've always been drawn to were those designers that were sort of that breaking ground. I mean, Stephen Sprouse, in the, I don't even know what year Stephen Sprouse was. 80s at some point, I guess. But the sort of the rule breakers, like the first Margiela show that I ever went to, where we had the gifts that we were given on every seat at the Margiela show were shopping bags, just plastic, like grocery store shopping bags, but that were like cut so that you could wear them as like a shirt. I don't know what happened to that. I had it for a long time. And I was like, what is this? And it's like, oh, it's a Margiela. You know, it's like, it's a shopping bag. No, no, it's a Margiela. But I loved, I mean, when the Comme des Garçons and Yohji Yamamoto first emerged, I mean, that was just like, it was funny because among the American fashion contingent, you know, we spent a lot of time together. We were always sort of seated in a cluster. The American newspapers would always be together. And so you would see these people a lot. And it was funny because there was sort of myself who liked the avant-garde stuff. And then there was sort of the more old school ladies who were just like, three sleeves, you know, who would wear three sleeves? And it was, you know, it was very funny that they took things so literally and never really looked for the meaning behind it. But I loved those early things. Romeo Gigli also, it's funny because I'm thinking about these are a lot of the clothes that I gave to you. But, oh, my gosh, his aesthetic was so beautiful. And what he did with silhouette and fabric. And it was just this kind of fleeting moment, this Byzantine collection that he had with the shoulder duster earrings. And I've cried at a Ralph Lauren show. You know, it's just like the ones where they really, there were just some really memorable ones. The Ralph Lauren show I cried at was the first time he did the Southwestern thing. And it was so, so, so gorgeous and such a beautiful imagining of that world. Ralph Lauren's good at imagining worlds, and he was good at that one. It's too bad that so much of it was cultural appropriation, but at the time it was just, you know, glorious. I never aspired to wear Chanel, but to see season after season after season what Karl Lagerfeld was able to pull out of that brain was absolutely just stunning. And certainly of all the people that I ever had a chance to interview, he was the most exceptional, I mean, the most exceptional human I've ever met. The intellect and the breadth of his knowledge and the depth of his knowledge and his passion about things. I mean, he was, that will come as a surprise to no one who's listening to this, that Carl Lagerfeld was a genius, but to see it in person, it was just, you know,